The following is another exclusive presentation of Super Talk Mississippi. It's time for the Economic Development Radio Show on Super Talk Mississippi and online at supertalksouthwest.com. Hosted by former mayor of Monticello and now Lawrence County Economic Development Director Dave Nichols. Today's show is presented by Bank of Brookhaven, the Southwest Mississippi Partnership, Kapai and Lincoln Community College, Southwest Mississippi Community College, Cooperative Energy, Southwest Electric, Magnolia Electric Power, King's Daughters Medical Center, the Lincoln County Economic Development Office, and by the Lawrence County Economic Development Office. Now, say hello to your radio show host, Dave Nichols on Super Talk Mississippi.
And a very good morning to each and every single one of you. I am so glad that you have joined us here on the Economic Development Show. I am Dave Nichols, and glad you are you, and you are with us today. It's already been a week since we were last talking about economic development with Mayor Martha Watts of Monticello. And so, again, it is good to have you on board. Flying solo today. No guest. Got a smorgasbord of things I want to talk about. And my the best radio engineer in all of the Super Talk family, Randy, I may need your help a little bit later in the show. There's a couple words I may stumble over, so I may need your help with those. I've been holding this story for a little while now, and I think that today's a good time to talk about it. You know, I have, almost since the show started, have railed against online shopping. I believe that every opportunity that we have, we should be shopping in our local hometowns. If we can't find it in our local hometown, then we look in our region, because as our region goes, so will go our hometown. I've said that time and time and time again, and I firmly believe that. Now, I wish I could convince my wife of that. She does do some online shopping. Now, understand, she makes her own money. Okay, so, you know, hard for me to tell her what to do with the money that she makes. She knows how I feel about it, and we often have very lengthy discussions about it. That's not the story that I've been sitting on for a while, but here's the one I've been sitting on for a while. And I've made no apologies for talking about the largest online retailer, that being Amazon. And so, again, this is Dave Nichols' opinion, all right? Make sure you understand that. This is Dave Nichols' opinion. This in no way reflects the views, attitudes, policies of Super Talk. But here's the story I've been sitting on. Amazon apologizes after a man received a supposedly brand new waffle maker with a crusty waffle inside. Did you see that story, Randy? This was not from one of their third-party sellers. This was an Amazon product that came to the gentleman with a crusty waffle inside of it. So, yeah, save some money and get free food, too. Look, folks.
Now I want waffles.
Yeah, hey, waffles would be good, absolutely. So, you know, when I walk into a store, I can open the box. I can pull the waffle maker out. I can look at said box, and I can make sure there's no crusty waffle in the box. Just another reason why I think you should shop with your local retailer. I've been sitting on that for quite a while now. Hey, here's another story that I wanted to share with you that I found very interesting. Nissan, a couple different things. They are going to be cutting some production worldwide. Now, the good thing is the Nissan plant that is in Canton, because they call it a young plant, and it is. And to me, it's even hard to imagine it's been this long. The Nissan plant in Canton has been there for 16 years. It doesn't seem that long, but it has been there for 16 years. But Again, Nissan is planning to cut global manufacturing capacity by 10% by the spring of 2022. Those coincide with a collapse in operating profits halfway through Nissan's fiscal year. But it says the Canton plant could be a strong candidate for assembling the vehicles that replace those whose time have passed. And that's something that I've been kind of paying attention to a little bit. I actually heard it here on Super Talk first. Randy, you probably do know this. Ford, I think it's this year or next year, the only car, we're not talking trucks and SUVs, the only car they're going to manufacture is the Mustang and the new electric Mustang.
Mm-hmm. I've heard that.
So while we have touted trying to find automotive manufacturers to come to Mississippi and the Southeast in general, they're not the only ones. Several companies are going to stop manufacturing cars. Mm-hmm. It seems that most everybody's going to the smaller or even the larger SUVs and pickup trucks. And so Nissan makes cars.
Yes, they do.
And so this is something we definitely want to pay attention to and keep our eyes on. So we're hoping that they, as they maybe move things around, that Nissan will be able to manufacture those smaller SUVs, larger SUVs, and the pickup trucks, and we don't see a massive loss of jobs at the Canton facility. One of the reasons we would hate to see a massive loss of jobs at the Canton facility, one of the great things about attracting an automotive manufacturer is the spinoff, because they don't make the steering wheels in the facility. They just assemble the vehicle. They don't make the seats. They don't put the cloth. They don't put the leather on the seats in the facility. The seats come in to the plant, then the seat gets put into the vehicle. And so many of these suppliers, that's where the real growth has come from. There's actually more people working for the companies that supply the parts to Nissan than work for Nissan. But if you're going to cut back on the number of vehicles you're making, well, that's less supplies that you need, and that means layoffs at those places as well. And you see, boy, I'm going to make Democrats mad right now. You see how the trickle-down theory works in reverse, because now it would trickle back up the supply and people would get laid off as well. Y'all, when Ronald Reagan talked about the trickle-down economy, it is true. When one large company's doing well and they're buying things from other people, they're doing well too. When the larger company's not doing well, that means their suppliers are not going to do well. And so we're going to keep an eye on that there at the Nissan facility in Canton. Hey, we are so glad you're with us this morning, but it's just about that time. We gotta go pay a few bills, but we're going to come back. We got a lot more to talk about, and we'll do it right after these very important words.
Brookhaven and Lincoln County has only one remaining home-owned bank. Hey, this is Shannon Aker for Bank of Brookhaven. What does it mean to be home-owned? It means all of our directors live and work in Brookhaven and Lincoln County. It means that bank policies and all bank services are for the people of this community, not other parts of the state. Remember, at Bank of Brookhaven, the home-owned bank, it's all about you. Member FDIC, Equal Housing Lender.
I'm Kevin Bond, CEO of Southwest Electric. Southwest Electric focuses on improving the communities we serve. Over 4,200 miles of power lines connect our members in Adams, Emmett, Claiborne, Kapaa, Franklin, Hines, Jefferson, Lincoln, and Wilkeson counties. As a member, you're also an owner. Once we cover the necessary costs, remaining funds, called capital credits, go back to you. And elected board members are from the service area, providing local control. Not-for-profit, member-owned, local leadership. Southwest Electric serving our cooperative members for over 80 years.
An equal opportunity provider and employer. Did you know that a portion of the 7% sales tax you pay at the checkout counter is actually returned to your local municipality? That means New Hebron, Silver Creek, and Monticello have more money to pay roads, to give you better law enforcement, better fire protection, to support the clubs and the schools and the organizations that you're a part of. Shopping at home makes a difference. This message brought to you by the Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce. Lawrence County, where there's always something going on.
Picture this. It's the perfect day for getting some work done. The sun is shining, the birds are chirping, and your tools are calling your name. Maybe you'll repair the trim on the house, blow the leaves and clean out the gutters, prune some branches, or install that new fence you've been putting off. But wait, before you climb that ladder or drive the shovel into the ground, be aware, everywhere. Look up, down, and all around. Because with power everywhere in our everyday lives, electrical risks may be out of sight or out of mind. While you work, stay alert and keep at least 10 feet away from overhead power lines. And always call 811 before you dig to avoid hitting underground power lines or other utilities. Learn more about electrical safety at beawareeverywhere.com. Brought to you by Magnolia Electric and Cooperative Energy.
Working for a living, Dave Nichols, the Economic Development Show. Glad you're with us this morning. You know, more people are working now than at any time in the history of this great country. How great is that? You know, last week we were talking with Mayor Martha Watts of Monticello about the Red Bluff Grand Fondo cycling event they're going to have there. That's the three different courses for crazy people who like to ride bicycles long distances. They've got the Grand Fondo, which is over 100 miles of cycling with some serious hills in it. They have the M Century Ride, which is over 60 miles of cycling with some serious hills in it. And then they have the Petite Fondo, which is over 30 miles of cycling with one serious hill in it. Well, and one of the things they're having, Phil Guymon, a former champion, is going to be there, and he's a big cookie guy. We talked about that with the mayor last week, and lo and behold, as I was prepping for this week's show, I love these stories. The story of Wimpy Cookie Company. You ever heard of Wimpy Cookie Company?
I have not.
I had not either till I saw this. This is out of the Mississippi Business Journal. It began where you imagined, in somebody's home kitchen.
Of course.
Absolutely. Lori Surif began by making cookies for her husband's clients, then for others, and then she began selling them. Well, that has led to now that she is the latest person there in the Renaissance at Colony Park in Ridgeland. And guess what? You can get a franchise for this now. There's eight of them already. Yeah. So you ever heard of Insomnia Cookies?
Nope.
It's a franchise too. Now, who would ever thunk franchises for making cookies?
It's a thought, though.
Interesting. But anyway, and I tie that to tell you this, there's going to be a cookie bake-off with the Red Bluff Grand Fondo. You can contact Monticello City Hall, 601-587-0045, 601-587-0045. For more information on that, or my office at 601-587-3007, 601-587-3007. You know, we were also talking in our first segment about Nissan and how auto manufacturers are, many of them are getting out of the car making, only going to be making trucks and SUVs. And I found this story interesting in the Mississippi Business Journal report as well. Entergy, the Mississippi Public Service Commission, has approved Entergy Mississippi's construction, listen to this, of a $57 million substation at the Madison County mega site. This mega site is located off of Interstate 55, very close to, guess what?
What?
What plant?
Nissan?
There you go, Nissan. So anyway, it's 1,000 acres targeting the larger projects with significant power requirements, Entergy stepping to the forefront and helping with that. I just kind of thought that was pretty cool as well. Now, you know, right now, MDA is transitioning, but something that happened prior to the transition was they came up with this thing called an Opportunity Zone Credit, and I love it. Actually, the thing that I hate about it was that they pretty much knew who they were going to give them to before they ever did it, and that bothers me because I don't think we got a single site in Southwest Mississippi that was Opportunity Zone approved. And that just bothers me because these are recruitment tools that should be made available to the entire state of Mississippi. So I hope that as MDA transitions into new leadership, they remember these things. Something else I want to talk about before we go pay a few more bills. A week or two ago, I was in Hattiesburg, Mississippi, and I was attending a birthday party of one of my beautiful grandchildren. And, of course, if they're mine, you know they're beautiful because I'd be prejudiced. But anyway, I was talking with a young man, and I'm not going to call his name. I do like him. But he is a member of one of these conservative think tank kind of watchdog groups here in Mississippi. And I want you to pay attention to where I'm going with this. He was really saying one of the things they would love to see is the sales tax removed from groceries. Now, on the front end, that sounds good, doesn't it, Randy?
On the front end, yeah, that sounds awesome.
Sounds awesome.
But there's a catch, right?
There's a huge catch. So you still live in Summit?
In between. I'm out in the rural part of.
Okay, so you're not in the city anymore.
No, I'm outside of
Macomb. But at one time, you lived in Summit.
I actually lived in Macomb.
Okay, in Macomb. Yeah. And Macomb would be affected by the – but even think about the Summits, the Monticellos, the Tylertowns, and the places like that. Their largest source of revenue is not property tax. It has become the sales tax diversion. We talk about that in one of the ads of Lawrence County Chamber of Commerce that sponsors the show. You take the sales tax off of groceries, and Monticello would lose about almost half of its sales tax diversion. And it runs anywhere between $39,000 to $49,000 a month. So you're looking at over $400,000 a year that goes into the budget. Well, I'm going to use Monticello for a moment. One of the things they do, they have a full-time fire department. And because of that and the attention they've paid to infrastructure like water and whatnot, fire hydrants, they enjoy a Class 6 fire rating, which lowers homeowners insurance drastically. If they were to lose half of that money, one of the things that – I'm not saying they would do it, but they'd have to seriously think about cutting out a full-time fire department and go to all volunteers, which would make your insurance rates go up. So guess what? The money you just saved on the groceries – you're going to pay it back in insurance costs now. So really have you said, it sounds great on the front end, but when you start, guess what? Okay, we cut that out. We still don't have enough. What do we do now? We either raise property taxes out the roof, and when you raise property taxes out the roof, it's going to make it harder to attract new business and industry to the community, or you start cutting things like a policeman. Now, who wants, you know, we don't like them till we need them, but who wants to cut that? You can't pave roads. You can't keep things working the way they are. And here's what the man told me. He said, well, you know, it really won't affect a Hattiesburg or places like that very much. I said, so what you're saying is the rich get richer, the poor get poor. People can move, is what he said. Now, that just bothered me. You're going to force me to move. Now, I don't get to choose now. You're going to force me because you're going to limit services because of, I'm going to talk more about it. We got to pay bills. I want to talk some more about that. We'll do it right after these very important words.
To us, taking care of community means providing specialty-trained hands-on care with the latest technologies in physical, occupational, speech therapy, and athletic training services, including advanced training and treatment of the lumbar and cervical spine, certified lymphedema specialists, and aquatic therapy to help young athletes, seniors, workers, and children and families with special needs reach their goals. Quality therapy services in a Christian environment. That's King's Daughters Therapy Center.
When you flip a light switch in your home, do you ever think what it takes to get the electric power to your home? Probably not, but if you're a member of Magnolia Electric Power, then you're part of a local cooperative. To Magnolia Electric Power employees, you are more than a member as they strive to provide you with the lowest power cost possible. Knowledge is the key to controlling your bill. Install energy-efficient appliances, use our Smart Hub app to track your usage and help you make wise energy decisions. Magnolia Electric Power, working together the cooperative way.
The Southwest Mississippi Partnership is working together to bring new business and industry to the area. Southwest Mississippi invites you to take advantage of the many site selection resources. Whether you need a detailed proposal or just a few facts, the local developers stand ready to assist you with all of your relocation or expansion needs. To find out more about Southwest Mississippi, visit us on the web at www.swmiss.us. In Southwest Mississippi, we're working so you can too.
Copiah Lincoln Community College recently announced that it had the highest graduation rate of all community colleges in the state. Now is the time to start or finish the degree you've been dreaming of. Are you ready for a new career? CoLIN offers over 30 career tech programs to have you on the job in 2 years or less. Visit www.colin.edu to see why CoLIN is the place to be. That's www.colin.edu.
Welcome back to the Economic Development Show. Dave Nichols with you. Glad you are with us. And right before we left, I was about to get worked up, and I still may before this segment is all said and done. One of these conservative watchdog think tank groups wants to do away with sales tax on groceries. And like I said, that may sound good on the front end, but let's walk it out, especially if you live in what most of Mississippi is, predominantly rural areas. You know, if you remove sales tax off of groceries, places like a Hattiesburg, a Biloxi, a Gulfport, Pascagoula, Ocean Springs, Jackson, Pearl, Ridgeland, they're going to be able to absorb that much more easier than rural Mississippi because they've got many more businesses, which therefore they're deriving property tax from and everything else. They're going to be able to absorb that. It's going to hit them, but they'll be able to absorb it a little bit easier than rural Mississippi would. And the gentleman's attitude was, well, you don't have to live there. You can always move to one of those places. Well, you know what? Here's something else, though, that just keep up with the news. Hattiesburg, Jackson, Pearl, those places are seeing increase in crime. So you're telling, and some of them, not all of them, some of them have much poorer schools than we do here in rural Mississippi. And some rural Mississippi has poorer schools than we do in inner city. It goes both ways, I understand that. But by and far, our rural schools do a pretty good job. And so you can always move. So you're going to make me come to a community that has a higher crime rate, has a worse school rate in order to be able to make a living because the smaller towns are going to dry up and blow away because there's going to be no money to support fire, police, infrastructure. It sounds great. Let's take the sales tax off of groceries. It'll help poor people. Well, you know what? True poor people are getting something called SNAP benefits, food stamps. And I could be wrong on this. Let me say that, but I'm pretty sure I'm close. My wife will probably be listening, and she'll correct me when I get home, because you know that's what she does. She's the county manager of the Department of Human Services there in Lawrence County. I think you can be, depending upon size of household and other things that you may own and whatnot, but you can be at around 125-135% above the poverty rate in Mississippi and qualify for SNAP. Guess what? When you use your SNAP benefits, you don't pay sales tax on groceries. so poor people are already being helped there. It just sounds good. Let's take the sales tax off of groceries and ruin rural Mississippi. Yes, I could get my dander up on that one big time. People, sales tax is the fairest, the most just tax there is. We want to use the word. I don't like using the word fair because, you know, fair is where you go to ride rides and eat corn dogs. Life's not fair. I understand that. But it is the fairest form of tax there is. Randy, if I decide to buy filet mignon and eat it every night of the week, but all you can really buy for your family is 70% lean, you know, hamburger meat, I'm going to spend more money on my grocery bill than you. But I chose to do that. But you and I are still paying the same percent of sales tax.
That is correct.
And therefore, when we use a sales tax, a use tax, everybody is paying for what they use. That money goes to pay for fire, police, roads, parks and recreation. The things that we've come to expect and enjoy in life, that's what it's paid for. So, again, sometimes, I won't hide from it. I'm chairman of the Republican Party in Lawrence County. But sometimes we're stupid. We need sales tax. Anyway. You know, one of the other things we talk about a lot on this show is that, you know, you don't have to get a four-year degree or higher to make good money, that you can make good money using your hands. But I don't want to shortchange that. I want to talk about some of the higher-paying jobs that do require, typically require degrees. One of them is general and operation managers. Their annual salary is $132,680. Compensation and benefit managers, people that work in human resources, their annual salary, $132,860. Now, this is nationwide, folks, not just here in Mississippi. And I'm kind of, you notice I'm working up with the salaries. Financial managers, I guess people making more money need to know how to use it, $146,830 a year. That's about $70.59 an hour. Marketing managers, we got to talk to Bird. Annual salary, $147,240 a year. Notice we're gonna see a trend here in a minute. Podiatrist. No, I don't want to do this. I ain't messing with your feet. Podiatrist, $148,220 a year. Architectural and engineering managers, $140,760 a year. Now, here's one. It helps if you have a degree, but if you're like Randy, brilliant with this kind of stuff, we're not trying to get rid of you, Randy. Don't pay attention. Close the ears real hard.
Okay, I'm not listening.
Information and computer system managers, $152,860 a year.
See ya.
Yeah, that means you go to places like San Francisco.
Okay, I'm staying.
Yeah. Petroleum engineers, $156,370. I love this one. I wish I could do this. Airline pilots and flight engineers. I actually have flown an airplane. I didn't take off. I didn't land. I just kind of flew it while it was in the air. Got to tell me what to do. It was really, really cool. $169,560 a year. And guess what? You could go to school at Delta State, Mississippi, and become a pilot. People don't know that. A nurse anesthetist.
Yeah.
I got it.
That one.
$174,790. That's going to get better. Dentist. I ain't playing with your mouth either. Ain't going to play with your feet. Ain't playing with your mouth. $180,590. Pediatricians. $183,240. All right. This is one of the ones, Randy. Pro-orthodontist. I think I got prosthodontist. Something to do with the mouth still. Okay. $191,400. Internist. This is not the guy getting your coffee in the morning. This is people that intern at hospitals. $196,490. Chief executives, $200. Family and general practitioners, $211. Psychiatrist, $220. Orthodontist, $225. Oral and malofacial surgeons, $242. Surgeons, $255,000. And the most highest paying job with that degree, an anesthesiologist. You ain't getting paid for them to you for you to go to sleep. You getting paid for them to wake you up. $267,000.
I can do that job with a hammer.
Yes, absolutely. I can put you to sleep. I can't guarantee I'll wake you up. So go to school, get a degree, get a good job, or go to school, learn a career, learn a technical career, get a good job. Hey, we got to get on up and get on out of here. Thank you for being with us today. Remember, the Southwest Mississippi Partnership. We're working, so you can too.
Mississippi State Bulldogs. 102.1 FM.
WRQO, Monticello, Macomb, Brookhaven.
Super Talk, Mississippi.